the 5 year previous five year even year average and how to get back to close to that. You don't get this up to that, but you get close. So they kind of made it up, I think. And so you could go ahead and make up your own plan and suggest it. Again, it's kind of a closed box. You can make public comment, but we think that those public comments won't be made public. So I guess can't call them public comment. So I can't really tell you how they came up with it. Other questions or comments?
You know, Ernie, the only thing I'd add to it is, like I said yesterday during the meeting, is that, you know, the folks that are gillnetters out here might want to take a look at it, too, because, you know, so we fish June and July, and then they closed the season in 2016, so the funding is basically geared towards the folks that targeted the pink salmon, so the seiners. So basically the gillnetters lost their August season also, but I don't know how they did their formula, but they're not, it doesn't look like to me that they're in there in any way. So, and in some cases that could be a pretty good part of a setmetter's season over in this area, an August one. So guys might want to look at that, and maybe if they think so, they could make comments on the comment section in the form there. That's all.
Yeah, I think you're right, Alvin. I think they did base it on participants in or people who delivered pink salmon. So maybe that's most of them.
Yeah, but it's still, I just don't think it covered all the gear types. But then nobody knows how they came to their formula anyway because they didn't put it out there.
Yeah. So it's easy to make comments. There's a little online comment form. You just type it in, and you're set to go. Again, there's a link to get to that on my webpage, aebfish.org. And I'll go ahead and move on, if that's all right. So a bunch of October gets to be a big Board of Fish month with the work session, joint protocol with the North Pacific Council, and then Pacific Cod meeting. Got an extra chair. So I did want to talk about that a little bit. I noticed that the Sandpoint Advisory Committee of Fish and Game will meet tomorrow at 6 in the city chambers. The King Cove Advisory Committee will meet on the 27th at 10 in the Harbor House. And then everybody can listen to the Chignik Advisory Committee on the same day, on the 27th. That's by teleconference, and you can get that information on the Board of Fish website. But for the Board of Fish, actually, we were concerned, at least I was concerned, that there was going to be a Chignik ACR because Chuck McCallum, the fishery advisor for the Lake and Panborough, had submitted, he had written a report that Chignik AC had submitted an AC. Well, it didn't get accepted, but it would have proposed actions to put limits on the Shumagin Island fishery to address a fair sharing of the burden of conservation of Chignik-bound sockeye stocks. There's only 11 ACRs, agenda change requests, that will be considered, and that's not one of them, and none of them really relate to us here in the Alaska Peninsula region. However, there was a bunch of those that didn't get accepted, and those do get bundled up and given to the board as public comment. So I imagine when the public comment is published, we'll be able to see what that was about. And the board always has the option to generate their own proposal. So we'll see what happens. But at least we don't have to argue about an ACR at this meeting. The work session for the board is October 15th and 16th, and that's at the Egan Center. And we'll be there. Eric Volk will be coming in for that as well, and several of us here will be there. And they'll have elections for officers as well. If you want to interrupt me at some point, please let me know. The meeting after that at the Egan Center is the joint protocol meeting on the 17th, and the 18th and 19th, they'll be talking about Pacific Cod proposals. I think there are 17 of those, and those, again, are online. And there's none for, well, there's one for the South Peninsula, and that's only to get rid of the weather delay for jig. There's several for the Aleutian Islands, Pequod, the area of Dutch Harbor Subdistrict, and there's one for Chignik, adjusting the opening dates. So we'll be there as well for that. Any questions on any of those Board of Fish meetings?
Oh. Ernie, Ken Mack here.
Yeah.
Hey, that proposal, I guess, that was put in by King Cove AC to increase the area, that's coming up on the 18th, 19th October?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, that then is. I was called here just a few days ago by an aerial fisherman, and I guess they had, they thought we were going to, and it was brought to our attention that they were going to put in for increase in quota.
Well, actually, I have one in there that is real similar to the King Cove's. When I was talking to Grant, I said, well, you should also increase the quota. And he said, oh, no, we didn't really discuss that at the King Cove Advisory Committee. So he was pretty strict. He's pretty good chair, your advisory committee. He was just going with exactly what you talked about, and we put that together.
Yeah, there was a little discussion that somebody from the area was putting it in, so we didn't. So but we do have a lot of question about it now is, something, I don't know, we need to ask to get some information on. I know when I fished it, and it was brought to my attention yesterday by Tom, too, that why do we catch all of our tags in the state water, and they're all tagged at Bordenhoff? So are we increasing the quota for Area O to catch more fish bound for Pankoff or not? Something we have to look at.
Yeah, that's a good discussion point. Again, my thought was, if you're going to expand the area, you might as well get more quota out of the deal. But if you've got some change of heart on that, then we need to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We'll discuss that. I mean, but we, where can we get this this take information help from?
I don't know, but I can look into that.
Could you please, steer us in the right direction, and we could get it, so we could have it for the meeting. Showing, you know, I know the one year I turned in three, and all three of them were put into the cod at Mordenhoff. So,
huh. And
we got them all at Pankoff, Rhode Island, in March.
Okay, I'm going to try to attend your guys' meeting out in King Cove. I haven't made any arrangements, but that's what I'm hoping to do. So,
okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate that discussion, Ken.
Thank you.
Other questions?
There was one here. That's okay. Go ahead. Oh, who's? There was a question of who's all from the Anchorage office going to be in the meeting?
Certainly I will. I do not think Eric Volk will be around. Hopefully I can bring Laura. I'm not sure. Yes, she's nodding her head yes. And I don't know about anybody else with the cities, but with the borough, certainly Laura and I.
Okay. And probably take Charlotte, too, if she's available.
I think she's not available that day.
Whoever's not fishing would be a good idea to go to meet the board members and try to butter them up for the February.
Yeah. So that in between the work session and the PCOD meeting, that you know, the joint protocol meeting, they'll talk about salmon. They'll also be talking about Bering Sea cod. What I think is interesting is you've got the chair, current chair. Well, he may not be chair after the work session, but John, help me out, John Jensen, chair. He's on both, so he'll be attending as the board chair, but he's also on the council. So, just kind of interesting. Yeah. So then I also put salmon proposals to possibly talk about, but this is kind of an open meeting, and mostly we're doing strategy in-house, and I don't really want to talk about strategy in an open meeting that may be on the radio or may not. So, but we are going through those, and we are working hard, and I do need to connect with some of the tribes. And as we talked about at the assembly meeting yesterday, we are going to want to get everybody available out to the meeting. And if you're interested and aren't going to be able to get funded, you've got a proposal in, please talk to me or maybe the mayor, and we'll see how we can help get that done. We're talking to other organizations and coordinating some of the ideas that we want to put forth to the board. I think the science is on our side, but it's up to the board. I think the department is being rational about it. But again, those seven members, it's a political decision coming up, February 2019, but try to mark your calendars for that.
Eight people here. When we first started it, there were 20, but let's see how the interest has gone downhill, and hopefully that will change people's minds.
A lot less
people here today than there's been in the past.
Yeah, we've got 10 people here in the Anchorage office, so we're on top of it, and we got several fishermen. We got any other questions on salmon proposals? The North Pacific Council meets starting with the SSC October 1st. So the 1st through the 9th, if you're here in Anchorage, I'd love to see you down at the council meeting. That'll be happening. Not a heck of a lot on the agenda for us. More in December are our Western Gulf issues. There, EM is kind of the big one, electronic monitoring, and some other things. But it's always great to have guys out at the meeting. If you're out here already, we'd love to have you there. And I don't have anything else, so open for discussion here in the Anchorage office. Anybody got anything? King Cole? What was that, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, I said I was trying to feed these guys coffee here to wake them up, but it didn't work.
I knew this was not going to be that exciting of a meeting. I should have told a joke or something. Okay. Anybody in Sandpoint got anything for the good of the order?
Yeah, George does.
Go ahead, George.
The camp, also on Compton Square, I mean, do we work with them a lot? I wonder. I know I get suspicious of that time because of course, political stuff and work with them. If we could get them a little bit more on our side, work together.
That's the plan. George is asking about, are we going to be willing to work more with CAMP since they seem to have, they're a little bit more organized these days than we are.
Yeah, no, as we talked about at the meeting a little bit, every partner in the region, APICTA, Aleuts, certainly CAMP, they're the big players and they know how to do the Board of Fish. APIA is working with us. Again, I want to reach out to the tribes. I haven't yet done that, but I think they could be pretty helpful. And the whole Anchorage crew will be available. Laura has put together a room, just like I think the same room that we had last year there at the Sheraton. So.
Douglas said he'd heard Aleut Corporation might help on funding on bringing people into the meeting. But, you know, for everybody's information, we're not waiting for the meeting to start. We're working on all this stuff now with all the different groups. So, and we were doing that in June
also, when they had that special meeting, we had Kemp's attorney was online with everyone. And the Stainers brought in Mark Slonim, brought Eric on board. So everybody, all the groups are working together, and we've really been looking at the type of work that Kemp does at the board meeting, and they're trying to mirror some of that. No, the association.
Yeah, I was closer there, but
I know, but that's the name of the association.
Yeah, make everybody think that it's just
No, it's not.
That's where we have a problem.
Yeah. And I explained that yesterday during our regular meeting that, you know, that everybody's asked to donate to that, but that was the only organization that existed in June that we couldn't put money into. So that's why it went there. But I don't, if anybody has a problem with arguing about whether it's Stainers, Strifters, or Gelnetters at this point, you just hurt yourself now.
Yeah, I agree. We really have to unify as much as possible. Yeah.
But I think by now everybody should understand that this is we're all in on the same. Whatever permit you hold, you're all in the same basket right now.
Yeah. And, you know. Okay. So for the boroughs, on the boroughs' behalf, we do want to coordinate as much as possible and do as much legwork as much as possible. But this really, a lot of it has to come from the fishermen, and so we're going to try to help you guys as much as possible to have a successful meeting. King Cove, any last words here? I'm not going to lie, it's a really sunny day here, so we're going to... go ahead and sign off, unless somebody here in Anchorage who might talk after the phone goes off. So I do appreciate you.
Well, we're not here, Ernie. Thank you.
I'll get back to you, Ken. I appreciate everybody calling in. Thank you very much. And, well, next meeting, okay. I was going to mention when we might do this again. There's October is so filled up. I'm not sure we'll do it again after the assembly meeting. We will be down in Seattle for the boat show. We'll have a meeting on the middle day there, and we'll publish our next meeting when we are going to have it. And I'm going to try to get out to the region with Eric and to King Cove, certainly. So take care, everybody.
Okay,
appreciate
you. Your tentative schedule is you're going to try and make our advisory board meeting, you said?
That's what I'd like to do, yeah. It's on the 27th,
okay.
On Thursday. So that's my
plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, signing off here.
Okay, thanks, Ernie.
Thank you.